From Washington, this is VOA News. Islamic militants seize Mosul from Iraqi government forces, and Pakistani forces repel another attack in Karachi. I'm Frances Alonso reporting from Washington. The Iraqi government is calling for parliament to declare a state of emergency after militants from the Al-Qaeda-affiliated Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant seized control of most of the northern city of Mosul in Nineveh province. Edward Uranian reports from Cairo.
Amateur video showed plumes of black smoke billowing into the air Tuesday over the predominantly Sunni northern Iraqi city of Mosul after Islamic militants captured police and army positions, setting fire to vehicles. Militants also seized the airport, government offices, and banks. Gun battles between the militants and the army raged for hours before the Iraqi military finally withdrew to positions north of the city. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Afghan officials say five U.S. troops killed on Monday in southern Afghanistan were fired on by mistake in a coalition airstrike. The Zabul Province Police Chief Hulam Saki Rulaganaway told reporters today that coalition forces were completing a security operation in Zabul's Arganabad district when militants ambushed them. An Afghan military commander in Zabul told VOA the combined Afghan and NATO forces called in air support, but the air support mistakenly fired on them. Meanwhile, a Pentagon press secretary today said investigators are looking into the likelihood that friendly fire was a cause of the Americans' death. Pakistani forces repelled an attack near Karachi's airport today, less than 48 hours after a brazen Taliban siege on Pakistan's busiest airport that left at least 36 people dead. The deputy general of the airport security force told reporters today that at least two gunmen on a motorbike targeted the ASF's training academy today, but fled after security forces retaliated. No one was reported hurt in the latest incident. The deputy general of the airport security force says a search operation is underway to find those attackers. Israeli lawmakers have elected as the country's next president a conservative lawmaker who's opposed to the creation of a Palestinian state. Reuven Rivlin is a former Speaker of Parliament, and he was announced today as a successor to President Shimon Peres in a ceremonial but influential post. He has called for a confederacy with the Palestinians rather than a separate Palestinian state. Ukraine's president has called for humanitarian corridors to be opened in the country's east to allow civilians to escape fighting between Ukrainian forces and pro-Russian separatists. VOA's Gabe Josso reports that the United States is urging Russia to do its part to stabilize eastern Ukraine.
Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko issued a statement Tuesday calling for security forces to provide protective corridors for residents in order to avoid new victims in the areas where counterinsurgency operations are taking place. Ukrainian armed forces have stepped up a so-called anti-terrorist operation in the Donbas region of eastern Ukraine, the heart of a pro-Russian separatist uprising. A spokesman for the operation, Vladislav Selesnyov, said they will make arrangements for civilians. He said there is coordination between anti-terror forces and local authorities in order to provide corresponding help to people trying to leave this territory of active operations. Gabe Joselow, VOA News, Kyiv.
South African President Jacob Zuma will miss his new government's first cabinet meeting following a hospital stay for apparent exhaustion. The president's office said Mr. Zuma is resting at his home this week and will not attend the three-day conference that began Tuesday in Pretoria. The 72-year-old leader left a Pretoria hospital late on Sunday after he was admitted for what his office called a thorough checkup and some rest. Nearly 2 months after South Korea's ferry disaster killed over 300 people, the captain and crew who abandoned the ship are standing trial on charges including murder. The ferry captain and three crew members are charged with homicide through willful negligence and face a possible death sentence. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.